gifted from heaven to a manger. The hope of the world's a lie for all mankind. All of the earth rejoice, it's Christmas time. Goodwill to all the earth and peace divine. All of the earth rejoice, it's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. So lift up your voice and sing out his praise. It's Christmas, born is the King, rejoice in the day.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Journey Fellowship.
We're so glad you're here to celebrate Christmas with us.
If we sing any songs you know, then please join along and sing with us.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
I wasn't expecting that.
Well, you said sing along with us.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
What are you doing?
We've been caroling all over Llano.
Yeah, we went to the nursing home in Main Street and the park.
Well, you're late. The Christmas program has already started.
It doesn't look like the Christmas program already started. We haven't even decorated the tree yet.
We're just getting ready to. Why don't you help us?
Okay,
yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah!
There's a lot of stuff in here.
Let me see.
Listen up and we will tell you.
We're going to trim the Christmas tree, and as we do, you're going to see it points the way to God above, and it tells of Jesus and his love.
The bells ring out a message of a manger filled with hay, boy named Jesus, born on Christmas Day.
The angels' happy voices sang of goodwill here on earth and told the shepherds in the field of the dear Savior's birth.
God placed a bright and shining star to guide the wise men on their way across the desert and the hills to find where Jesus lay.
La 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. La 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 la. Donnie Allen Finn. La 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 la. Goofy and kids to dry camel. La 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 la. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing a cool sign. And now the jingle hop has begun. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mitts and mingles and a jingling beat. That's a jingle bell. That's a jingle bell. That's a jingle bell rock.
All right, everybody ready?
Yeah.
Great job. The tree looks beautiful.
That didn't take long at all. It really does look great.
What's in there?
A candy cane? Everything we pulled out of the box has something to do with the reason for the season. What does a candy cane have to do about Jesus?
We will tell you.
A candy cane is our, it reminds us that Jesus is our solid rock.
The big red stripe stands for the blood shed by Jesus on the cross.
There are three small stripes. Those are to remind us of the beating Jesus took when they beat him. It is by those stripes we are healed.
The white shows us the sinless nature of Jesus. Jesus never sinned.
The candy cane is shaped like a shepherd's staff, which the shepherds use to save their lost lambs. Jesus reaches down and saves us when we go astray. And look, if you turn the candy cane upside down, it looks like the letter J.
Hey, J is for Jesus and J is for joy. Sing with us.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare and bruise, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven, heaven, nature sing. Thank you.
Wait, there's still something in there.
A baby?
Why is there a baby in the Christmas box?
Maybe some little girl left it in there. Or maybe it goes on the tree.
Maybe it goes under the tree.
Or maybe it's not a decoration at all. Maybe this baby represents the reason for the season.
That's it. That's it. The reason for the season isn't about Christmas carols or presents. It isn't about Christmas trees either. The reason for the season came down as a tiny baby to earth to save us. The reason for the season is
Jesus!
Take a deep breath. I don't know what to say when I look in your eyes. You made the world before I was born, but here I am holding you in my arms tonight. Noel, Noel, Jesus, our watching when you change the world. And look at your hands, they're still so small. But someday you're gonna stretch them out and save us all.
Kiddos, come back in. And the first thing I want to do is say, I would like everyone who's helped with the children's department this year to stand. I know you don't want to. But if you have come and helped me at all this year, I just want y'all to see the huge number of people that have dedicated time. And there's quite a few in the back, too. I just want to say thank you. Kiddos, will y'all say thank you to them? Thank you. Let's do it a little more enthusiastic. Ready? All right, you may be seated. Couldn't do this by myself. As you all know, I just started full-time working with these kiddos over the last, 8 months or so. So we're going to lose one here. And that's okay. And I couldn't do it without all these people who come and help me. I really appreciate y'all. We're just going to take a quick moment and do something really special that I think not enough people do. There's such a thing that it's called the blue in Christmas. Has anybody ever heard of that before? The blue in Christmas? A few of you? The blue in Christmas is when you stop for a moment and you acknowledge the hurt of the year or the years past, or there are people in this room who don't want to be here because they don't want to celebrate Christmas for whatever reason. There are people who didn't come today because it's too hard. There are people who have suffered great losses, whether that's a person they lost or other things. There are so many different things that I don't want to start naming them, because I will miss something. But so many of us, Christmas carries hurt as well as the joy. And I just want to acknowledge that. And I want to remind you of this one thing. Christmas is about hope being born, but not yet revealed. Hope was there the day Jesus was born, but the people didn't know it. They couldn't see that salvation was coming. So that's what Christmas is about. So if you're here today and you're hurting and you don't want to be here, that's okay. We acknowledge that and we acknowledge you. And I want you to know, this church loves you. These kids love you. Jesus loves you. And it's okay to hurt. And it's okay to not want to celebrate Christmas. And we're not going to tell you that you'll do better next year. It'll be better next year. I'm not going to tell you any of that. I'm just going to tell you that hope was born on Christmas. And they didn't know it because they couldn't see it. And right now, me and the kiddos, we want to pray for y'all, right? So if you're here and you're struggling, and you may not want to stand up, and that's okay. But I've told the kiddos that I was going to ask you to so they could see you. If you have suffered any kind of loss that makes Christmas hard for you, would you stand for me so these kids can see? I know. Nobody wants to. I know. Thank you. I appreciate you standing. It's hard. All right, guys. We're going to reach our hands out towards y'all. Okay. God, I ask you right now to just fill this house with your presence. I ask you to touch every person in this room, all those who are standing and those who are not. I ask you to wrap your loving arms around them. We ask you to comfort them and to be with them, to hold them close during this season. We speak peace into their lives, and we thank you for the hope that they can't see yet. We love you, and we praise you, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Now, you may be seated. I also am going to ask anyone who's lost a loved one in the last several years, I'm not putting a number on it, if you've lost a loved one in the last several years that you miss at Christmas time, they have some ornaments for you. But we need to know who you are. So if you'll stand up, they're going to bring you an ornament for your lost loved one. Okay? Go ahead and bring me the basket. You can start the song, babe.
Christmas would just pass her by. Nothing could reach her or answer her questions. Why she feels so alone, she wonders if all hope is gone. Hope is a candle.
Behold him, born the King of Angels. O come, adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us hear the angels sing there to announce our King. What good news they bring, there is hope for everyone. Angels sing, there's hope for everyone. They came from afar. Everyone.
door. On the manger floor. What are you waiting for? There's come a door, there's hope for everyone. And coming on the cloud, hear the trumpet sound. This concludes our Christmas spectacular. So could we give them one more round of applause? Yes, all right. Woo! Why don't you remain standing? We're going to bring up Lisa. Lisa, would you come on up here? I promise you this went better than the rehearsals. Boy. I cannot tell you what a gift we've been given with this lady right here and everything that's gone on throughout this process. And we just want to give her a little thank you. So if you could bring them on up. Lisa, we love you so much and we're so proud of what you're accomplishing on our kiddos. And we couldn't thank you enough. All right. All right, you make sure you guys love on those kiddos on your way out, and you're dismissed, and thank you so much for being here today. We love you.